AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Oil prices spiked near $120 a barrel as the Iran war disrupts production and shipping in the Middle East.
A rapidly rising oil price is causing stock market prices to fall. The leading index in Germany, the DAX, slumped by more than 2.5% to 22,927 points in the opening minutes early Monday. It briefly reached its lowest level since May 2025, but has somewhat rebounded. Tim Exner, capital markets expert at Storbing AG, tells the AP, investors' fears of a major crash remain. The longer the war continues, the greater the concerns about inflation and growth will naturally become, especially as long as oil prices remain high. Oil prices have risen by around 50% since the outbreak of the war, he says. Crude prices fell back Monday after the Financial Times reported the members of the G7 industrial nations were considering releasing some oil reserves to ease pressure on supplies. I'm Charles Tillesma.
AP's John Gambro reports that Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei, is considered even more hardline than his father.
What we've seen from the guard, which has long had ties to Khamenei, is just these pounding attacks that have spread across to hit oil infrastructure as well as water desalination plants. And that is the lifeblood of the Gulf Arab states, and we're starting to hear more criticism from them. Saudi Arabia this morning issued a very stinging statement warning that Iran would be the, quote, biggest loser if it continued these attacks. So Khamenei comes into power, likely already targeted by Israel and possibly facing the greatest challenge that his country's theocracy has ever seen. It remains unclear just what he'll do and just what will come next.
The U.S. military said it killed six men Sunday in a strike on an alleged drug smuggling vessel in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. This is AP News. This weekend's U.S. clock change is a problem, and there's a deep divide on how to fix it.
Feeling a little tired? That may be because you lost an hour of sleep thanks to daylight saving time over the weekend, where the clock moved ahead an hour Saturday into Sunday. And sleep expert Megan Petrov with Arizona State University says it's not good for us.
What we know is that this shifting back and forth between permanent to between standard time and daylight savings time is a detriment to our human health.
Over the last decade, at least 19 states have passed laws to let them stay in daylight saving time if the federal government allows it. Some are giving serious consideration to staying in standard time. There's not a clear consensus on what to do when every solution will still leave millions of Americans in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like for a chunk of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Punjwani.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.